All right, Mike Brown, Filthy Phil, Montreal Supercross. First of all, Phil, how are you? RJ was worried about how hard he hit you.
Yeah, he crushed me. I mean, it's just a blind thing. You know, I just kind of washed out and no flaggers. And, yeah, I got fucking crushed. So it's kind of a bummer because I think I would have had fourth or fifth overall for first time on the bike. And, you know, it would have been okay. It would have been a good start to the Supercross season up here and just kind of work into it. Only had a day on the bike to get really used to it. And the track was a little more technical than what I wanted to do. So, prick. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Right. Brownie, for you, I talked to you before practice. You were like, man, it's a full Supercross track. But, hey, you were getting around it. You were doing pretty good. Were you happy with everything?
Oh, I was happy I did all the jumps. That's the main thing. But that's about all I did. There was a race going on, but I wasn't part of it.
46 years old. All
that's
right?
What I'm saying. You're 46. Saying. The whoops are big. The rhythms and everything else. I mean, you're doing them.
It was, yeah. Like I said, and I came up here with motocross suspension thinking it was going to be arena cross, and that's number one mistake. So, yeah. And I, yeah. But yeah, it was good. I'm enjoying it. Like I said, I rode the track. That's about it. Didn't race it, but had a good time and feel like an idiot, too.
He's a legend, Phil.
I just thought he didn't pull a whole shot, so that's good. Like, guys, normally you see Brownie up there, but nah, for me, it was okay. Like, I enjoyed my time up in Montreal. Yeah. Just bummed I missed the fourth or fifth overall, but it is. I don't have much else to say.
You mentioned limited time on the bike, and you had some suspension stuff setting up early in practice. I mean, it's Yamaha's a pretty different bike from what you've been riding.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. Like, I started with a Suzuki, switched to a Husky, now I'm riding a Yamaha. And I actually did the same thing as Brownie. I showed up with an outdoor shock on, just sinking, because it's kind of hard for me to get used to a Supercross shock, because it takes a little bit to get used to. And, yeah, I noticed two laps in the first free practice. I'm like, I got to get this thing off. I'm not going to make it through the night. So, yeah, we put Supercross stuff on. And it was my first time riding with the Supercross stuff, that first time practice. So it's like, yeah, it was a big big learning curve. So, and like I said, I've been in beer season too, so to show up and do this was like, man, a little bit rough. But
how was the team? You signed with them for the off season. How was getting to know those guys?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, this deal, the Supercross deal, kind of got thrown together a little bit quick. But for 19 and 20, we're looking to have a good time. And, yeah, this is just, like I said, a learning curve for me. Know everybody, see how the Canadian series works. And kind of go from there.
Brownie, he's a FXR teammate for you now.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Yeah.
You're going to see him around at all the events?
Yeah, maybe I might be going to, I might be his teammate one day.
Hey, Phil, I want a percent of your FXR deal. I put the whole thing together.
You did not. I asked you about it.
And I sent a couple texts.
Yeah, you did send a couple texts. Yeah, but then I called Andy, and then I figured it out. I worked it out.
Do you think when Andy was asking me about you that I just threw you under the bus? No, I was selling you like an agent. Are you going to be all right here?
I don't know what hurt more, what you just said or my shoulder. No, I don't think. I don't.
Looking for his money.
Yeah, yeah, I know, I know.
I need my mic.
10% of nothing is nothing, so sorry, dude, you're out.
Well, it's good to see you guys both here, and good job on tonight. And like you said, Brownie, you're 46 years old. You're jumping triples and blitzing whoops. Good job.
Thank you.
And you're coming to the Pulp Show after Straight Rhythm, on the record.
I'll be there. I'm on. Sign me up.
With Randy Richardson.
Even better.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.